أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن جنحوا للسلم فاجنح لها وتوكل على الله إنه هو السميع العليم. وإن يريدوا أن يخدعوك فإن حسبك الله هو الذي أيدك بنصره وبالمؤمنين وألف بين قلوبهم. لو أنفقت ما في الأرض جميعا ما ألفت بين قلوبهم ولكن الله ألف بينهم إنه عزيز حكيم. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 62 and 63 of Surah Al-Anfal. In the ayah we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, وَإِن جَنَحُوا لِلسَّلْمِ فَاجْنَحْ لَهَا وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. If they, the disbelievers, incline towards a peace treaty, then you also incline towards a peace treaty. And this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not compel Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ummah or the leaders of the ummah. But if you see that there is some expedience, you see there's some wisdom in it, then go forward with it. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, and place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He is السَّمِيعُ, He is the all-hearing. العليم, He is all-knowing. وَإِن يُرِيدُوا أَن يَخْدَعُوكَ فَإِنَّ حَسْبَكَ اللَّهِ. And if they desire, they decide that they are going to betray you with regards to the peace treaty, in other words, they are going to violate, they are going to be disloyal, they are going to break the treaty, then فَإِنَّ حَسْبَكَ اللَّهِ, then certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is sufficient for you. With regards to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, throughout his entire life, wherever Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam had any peace treaty, there was not a time when there was such a violation that created a turmoil in the ummah. Violations came from the Banu Nadir, the Banu Qurayza, but all of that was checked by our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and appropriate steps were also taken. The Treaty of Hudaybiyah was also broken by the Quraysh of Makkah, and that led to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ramadan of the 8th year of the Hijrah marching to Makkah Mukarramah. So فَإِنَّ حَسْبَكَ اللَّهِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for you. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you the way out. And always, it was breaking of the treaty from the other side was always a gain for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for Islam. Hence Allah ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي أَيَّدَكَ بِنَصْرِهِ وَبِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had assisted you with His nusrat, with His help. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's nusrat always came down. Allah had given Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the foresight, the insight to take the appropriate steps. Allah's nusrat had come down by way of the malaika helping Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then wabil mu'mineen, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help had come down by way of the believers, the sahaba ikiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, how they stood so willfully. They stood for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam against the enemy. Of course, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then speaks about what was the real force behind the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ. And it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that created the union of hearts of the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. If the hearts of the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum were disunited, it was in turmoil, then obviously they would have never been able to render that assistance to Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At an earlier point we spoke about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam after making hijrah, the very first thing that Nabiyyu Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam had done, of course it was the doings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, was Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had brought harmony between the Aws and the Khazraj, two groups at loggerheads. For 40 years they had fought a war, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had united their hearts. And then between the Muhajireen and the Ansar, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had united their hearts. And this is that unity of Islam, that unity of heart that will give strength to this deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this had come by the doings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the help and the nusrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Thereafter Allah says, لو أنفقت ما في الأرض جميعا, that if you, O Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had to spend ما في الأرض, whatever was in this earth, all the wealth of this earth, you would have spent in trying to unite the hearts of the Sahaba, putting together all the wealth, مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ, you would have not created the union of hearts and the unity of hearts amongst the Sahaba, amongst your Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. This was that help, this was the nusrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Undoubtedly, unity comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is based on deen, it is based on iman, it is based on amal salihah. It comes from Allah Rabbul Izzat. But we should never do anything to disturb that unity. We should never do anything to create the disunity in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ, however, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the unity of hearts of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. إِنَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aziz, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is almighty. The hearts of individuals are in the hands and in the control and in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hakim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows how to create through His wisdom the unity of the hearts of the ummah of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us also that ability to create unity in the hearts of the ummah, rather than creating disunity in the hearts of the ummah, our families, our communities. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.